All right, so welcome to episode 2 of the very exciting, very thrilling It's Me Talking Now podcast. Yeah, so I'm looking over here. The Yankees are playing. They are facing the Orioles. The Yankees have been really on a tear lately. Just destroyed the Boston Red Sox. Always love when they destroy the Boston Red Sox. I mean, that's the only time, honestly, guys, that's the only times I use the word hate. The only times I use the word hate in my life is when it is pertaining to the Boston Red Sox. That's a little bit about me. Die hard Yankee fan. Love them. All right? It is my obsession, 100%. Having a little bit of trouble right now. I'm trying to log into my MLB TV. Not sure what's going on with that there, but I'll get that sorted out here. The Yankees are up right now, as they should be. They're up 3-2 against Baltimore. So it's a good day. It's a good day right now. At the end of the day, though, the Yankees winning is only with sight on one thing: the World Series. I am a World Series or bust guy. I think the Yankees have to hurry it up, get it together, and win that World Series. It's been a long time. 10 years. 10 years since the last time the Yankees won the World Series. Yeah, it's time to end that drought. And I think this team can do it. This team is stacked top to bottom. And even better, this team has depth, right? That's what matters. To have those guys that can come in and, hey, your number's called because somebody's injured. And we need you to perform. So go ahead and do that. And everybody has done it. Talkman, Ford yesterday, Gio Urshela. Everybody has just performed. Now, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be thrilling, right? When the bashers are in and they are back from their injuries, right? Giancarlo Stanton back in that lineup. That changes the entire dynamic. Hopefully Encarnacion isn't out for too long, but hey, we are not, sorry guys, trying to log in here to the MLB TV, can't remember my password if I'm talking, but we are not light on hitting, and it doesn't matter that our big bombers are on the shelf. We continuously hit the ball. Hit it hard. And why is this only letting me do the radio broadcast? I don't understand. Well, there it is. It'll play the Red Sox game. Oh, maybe the Yankees game is blacked out. Maybe that's what it is. Either way, they're winning. And they will continue to win. And that's what it is. Always and forever. So, this season, I'm hoping we go all the way and we get that World Series championship that we deserve. It is our birthright as Yankee fans to always be champions, right? I think so. So, shifting a little bit, how about SummerSlam? SummerSlam is coming live to everyone this weekend via the WWE Network, of course, and pay-per-view and all that, right? But, hey, they don't pay me. I don't need to advertise that. Everybody knows that. What is exciting, though, is SummerSlam is coming live from Toronto. And, you know, I was watching Raw yesterday. And pretty excited for SummerSlam. Believe it or not, I want to see that Goldberg match, right? Goldberg versus Dolph Ziggler. That was revealed yesterday at Raw. Sorry if you haven't seen it yet, but yeah, today's August 6th. Yesterday was August 5th. Yesterday's Raw was good. And Goldberg had a very poor match, right, against The Undertaker back when they were in Saudi Arabia. So I think him having Dolph Ziggler there to carry him, I think is going to make him look strong. I think it's going to make him look real good. Like, kind of sort of what happened with The Undertaker, that Extreme Rules match, pay-per-view match that he had with teaming up with Roman Reigns. I think it was Extreme Rules. But anyways, that's exciting. That's exciting stuff. Brock Lesnar is going to destroy Seth Rollins. That's my prediction. And then Dolph Ziggler and Goldberg are going to have a good match. It's going to be good stuff. So SmackDown is on the air right now. Not currently watching it, but you know, just following up on the results and keeping with the live tweets and everything. Trish Stratus, I'm excited for that match. Trish Stratus versus Charlotte Flair. Now, I don't particularly think that Trish Stratus is a strong wrestler, but it's cool to see the past and the present kind of there. But definitely something that Charlotte needs to win. Charlotte's by far my favorite WWE superstar. She needs to be champion again. And yeah, that's what I think. So I'd be remiss if at this point, you know, and I'm advertising that this is kind of a current event, sports type of podcast, if I didn't talk about what was going on in the world right now. And this week, earlier this week, we had those shootings in El Paso and in Daytona, Ohio, right? And, you know, my heart goes out to those families. I can't even imagine what those individuals are going through. But it's tough. It's very tough. Something at this point in our country, something needs to be done, right? We support the Constitution. We support the Bill of Rights. We support all amendments. We support the First Amendment. We support the Second Amendment. But we have to realize when we have an issue, and as a developing country, you know, we seek to grow. You know, the greatest country on earth, and we seek to become better and grow as time progresses. And we need to realize that these mass shootings are a real serious issue in this country, and our lawmakers need to step up. And you know, it's a hard pill to swallow, but they need to identify that this is an issue and they need to do something about it. And if they refuse to, then we as voters need to make sure that we're holding them accountable, and we are electing individuals who are concerned with the well-being of all. You know, those guns used to kill dozens in Dayton and El Paso, they were legal. There were high-capacity options included. And maybe we need to take a second look at that and see how we can come to an agreement that doesn't necessarily interfere with the Second Amendment, right? But also puts lives as a priority, and puts the safety of all as a priority. We don't need to see another mass shooting like this happen again. And to sit idly by is almost like being an accomplice to that. So our lawmakers really need to step up, really need to do something. Really need to take a stand and realize that their inaction speaks volumes, and we as voters need to hold them accountable for that. Hey, thank you so much for tuning in to the second episode of the very exciting, very thrilling It's Me Talking Now podcast. I really hope that you had a good time. I had a great time talking to you, and I really look forward to making more episodes, making longer episodes, shorter episodes, more interesting episodes, and just talking a little bit about everything that's going on. Thanks for tuning in. Really appreciate you. Fantasy football's coming up. I have the first draft pick for my league this year. I am psyched, super excited, can't wait for the draft. But I need your help. I need you to leave me some comments, tell me, reach out, let me know, who should I draft? Who should I draft in the first round? And then is a snake draft, so who should I draft in the second round? It's not going to be easy. It's going to be exciting, though. So happy that I got that first draft pick. We chose our draft order through an simulated Super Smash Bros. Battle. I chose Bowser, and he took me all the way to the top. All the way to the top as number one pick. But yeah, really struggling. Trying to figure out who I should pick for my first draft pick. Do I want to go with Saquon and his poor Giants? Or do I want to go someone like Kamara, who I know is going to be on a succeeding team and maybe going to have more opportunities down the stretch? Or is McCaffrey from the Panthers? You know, he had a great year last year, but they sat him that last day. And that last game, that was a little bit of an issue. But fantasy football, super psyched for it this year. Two seasons ago, came real close, losing in that championship game. Last year was a total bust, but this year, feeling psyched, feeling excited, trying to go all the way, take all my friends' money, you know? But again, thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope that you continue to tune in, and you can look for me on Twitter. And you can drop me links on here. And I hope you're enjoying. Feel free to shoot me some comments on things you want to hear about and how I can make this more interesting for you. So, again, second episode of the very exciting, very thrilling It's Me Talking Now podcast. See you around.